You're listening to Minimalish, a podcast where we talk about simplifying our stuff, our lives, our motherhood, all in a realistic way so that we can make room for what matters. We're not here for perfectly tidy homes or seeing how much we can possibly declutter. We're here for living with less. Realistically, it's going to look different for all of us, but we're not really focused on how our version of minimalism looks anyways. We're focused on how it feels. I'm your host, Desiree. I'm a mom to two and on my own journey of living with a little less clutter so I can have more space for an intentional life. I'm no expert, and I like to think of this as a corner of the internet where we're learning and growing together. So let's walk towards a more simple and intentional life. Here's this week's episode. Welcome back to Minimalish. Happy 2023. Happy New Year. This is the first episode of the year. So that is always exciting to kind of have a fresh start just in life in general. And today we are going to kind of change the narrative a bit around the new year. But before we get there, I want to tell you about something. I am spending some time over at Substack these days, which you can find me at minimalish.substack.com. And you can find that link in the show notes. But I wanted to mention it today just because, one, it's just a place where I've been really enjoying writing. I am putting out 2 posts a month or more there. And if you don't know what Substack is, it's basically like a blog network, but also an email newsletter. So you'll get these blogs sent to your email. Don't worry, I will not send things to you like every day or anything crazy. But you'll get them sent to your email. You can read them right on the platform. It looks like a blog. Like, I love it. I can't fully explain it. You just have to go there and see for yourself. But another thing I'm doing on Substack, which I'm really excited about this year, I already started with kind of one preview episode last year, is I am bringing bonus podcast episodes to you over on Substack. So I will be doing 2 a month at the moment. I'm calling it the Minimalish Family Podcast, which if you've been around for a while, you know that is a play on how this podcast started in the very beginning. But you can find kind of just episodes that are more light, behind the scenes, deeper dive into what minimalish living looks like for me and my family. So you can find me over there for 2 bonus episodes a month. It is a subscribers only thing. So if you've seen people doing like Patreon, which I did do Patreon in the past, I was going to bring back Patreon, but I decided I liked Substack better. If you've seen Patreon, if you've seen people doing like the subscriber content on Instagram, this has a similar vibe. It's a way you can support the show for $5 a month, which is less than 1 coffee a month, and you get bonus episodes, a little more behind the scenes from me. With that said, let's get to today's episode. I just wanted to make sure you are aware of that because this week's Substack bonus episode is really going to piggyback off of today's episode. You can find more information about both of those things at minimalish.substack.com. All right. Thank you for giving me the time to talk about that. Let's dive into today's episode. So it is officially New Year, New You season. And I want to take this episode to kind of shift the narrative and talk about how we can push back a little bit in the midst of this madness that is overloading us during this time of year. This goal setting resolution season is so steeped in trying to sell us something based on some way that we're personally lacking in our lives. And it's a season trying to encourage us to do big things, make big changes. And at the opposite end, I think that January and February and March, even winter in many parts of the world, at least where I am for sure, winter in Pittsburgh, it is gray. It is dreary. It is actually pretty warm for winter right now, but like it looks disgusting outside. And I feel slow during this season. Like I feel ready to hunker down, slow down, use all of the hygge tips that we've learned over a couple of episodes last year, at the end of last year when I had some guests on to talk about hygge. I will link those in the show notes because like now is the perfect time to be talking about hygge. But anyways, I'm ready to do some of that. Hunker down, hygge, hibernate, even though I can't, I would like to. winter is not my season to speed up and push forward and do all the things. It just doesn't match my energy. And I think a lot of us are in that same position. Yet we fight against it. We fight against our natural energy at this time of year to kind of fall in line with this whole fresh start, new year, new you mindset. And again, if you feel that energy and you are ready for that, that's amazing. But many of us aren't. And the biggest problem, whether you are ready for it or you're not, is the messaging that we get at this time of year. Consumerism takes over, as it does in many seasons of the year, and we are being marketed to with dieting programs, with challenges of every sort, with books to help us change our lives, organizational products, planners, sales on stuff that's going to solve some type of problem for us, whatever that might be. Even decluttering programs, which I have one. It's not currently like running or anything, but I'm not saying any of these things are wrong, because many of them are not wrong in themselves. But sometimes the problem is the messaging. The messaging that says you are not enough, so therefore you need to change. And if you just buy this thing or this program or whatever it is, you'll be better. You'll be a little more worthy. And that's not what any marketer is outright saying, not usually at least, but it's implied in the messaging of many of these programs or products out there. And here's the thing. Many of these products and programs, like I said, they're not innately bad and they do solve a problem. Many of them could be very useful to us, impactful, life-bringing. I am not against buying things. I am not against a course, an online course, or a fitness program. I'm all about a fitness program that you enjoy. Like, I've done online courses that have been life-changing to me, and I have created online courses. I'm not against these things, but if we're going after them because we're feeling shame about ourselves in some aspect of our lives, and if that messaging is reinforcing that shame, we're probably not going to actually follow through and create the change that we are setting out to create. Instead, we spend money, we don't follow through, and we leave ourselves feeling worse by mid-February or maybe later in the year when we actually remember that we've abandoned whatever this goal is and whatever this thing we bought is to go along with the goal. So I actually have a goal setting episode that we did back in December about kind of creating shame-free, value-based goals. I'll link that in the show notes. And I think goals are really great. But today, I wanted to kind of expand on that by bringing you an encouragement as we start the new year. Maybe this year, you really do feel equipped, ready, confident to overhaul a big area of your life, and you're coming at it from not from shame, not from a shameful place, but from a place of love for yourself. You have the energy, you have the capacity, this is your season, you are ready for big goals and a big life change. But also, maybe that's not you. And I think, like I said earlier, like I mentioned earlier, a lot of us struggle through the winter. I know I do. If we live in a dreary, dark, and cold area at this time of year, this may be more of a season to honor what we're feeling, go a little slower, instead of try to work against our energy and overhaul our whole lives right now because it's January. And that's the season where you do that. As I was goal setting and reflecting myself, I had a lot of things that I would like to change this year. A lot of areas of my life where I'd like to find a new routine, a new rhythm. I'm sure we all have changes we'd like to make. But as I was writing down these goals, even though they were goals that mattered to me and I did want to achieve at some point this year, I realized that I did not have the energy for them right now. Like, I did not even have the capacity to really make a plan for them. And so I wrote them down and I just felt like, I don't know, weird after I wrote them down. I'm just like, I don't have a plan to actually start accomplishing these, and I don't have the energy to think about it and figure it out. And I didn't want that feeling to be the end of it. I didn't want to kind of give in to that mindset of, I don't have the capacity to make any change right now, but I did want to honor that at the same time. This is a tough season for us right now in our just personal lives as a family. And so I just realized it didn't align really well with just what we're going through for me to try to overhaul and make these big changes. But I did want to do something to kind of build a small habit, mark a fresh start, mark the turn of a year, because I do like the new year season. Like I do enjoy the fresh feeling that you get at the beginning of the year. So while I wrote these goals down, and maybe I will come back to them, I decided to abandon them for now and not start any of them really in January. And I decided to take a whole new path and set a word for the year, which I actually have done for the past several years. So it's not a new path, but I didn't do that at first. That wasn't my first order of business. I just started my reflecting and goal setting. And I decided to kind of let that go and come back to setting a word for the year instead and moving from there. It felt like something that aligned more with the energy that I have right now. I personally decided on the word home, and I discuss what that means in an Instagram post, even though I'm not active on there right now. It was the last post I made, so you can find me at Desiree.Endries on Instagram. And more in depth, I'm talking about that on the Substack bonus episode this week. But I decided on this word home, and then I just asked myself, what is one small change that I can make that is in line with my values, that feels doable, that aligns with this word of the year, and that isn't going to take a ton of energy from me? The number one thing that popped up for me was faith-based, because in this season, I need that. I need it in every season, but right now, just with what we have been going through, it's something I know I need to lean on more. And it's a huge part of my word for the year, which is home, is to find my home in Jesus, which aligns with my faith specifically. It might not align with yours, but I'm just giving you kind of the personal background of all of this. So the number one small change that popped up for me was, how can I lean on my faith more? That is one small change that I can make. I don't need to overhaul my whole life for it, but one small change. What is going to make this a consistent part of my days and make this one small change I can make in this new year, new you season? So I went a little bit further and not just said like, okay, what's one small change I can make, but also how can I make it so incredibly simple to follow through? Because if I'm going to use the low energy that I have on making one small change, then I need to make it as easy as possible to stick to it. So I decided to habit stack. I already journal in the mornings, sometimes before my kids wake up, sometimes later in the morning, but I do it. I bring out my simple morning list journal and I journal. Sometimes if I have the time, I read a short devotional, like a super short one from this just like Bob Goff devotional journal that my husband and I read through. But that devotional, it's just like readings that he's written. It might have a Bible verse attached to it. And so I decided I'm going to make the devotional part of my morning, the faith-based part of my morning, which should be non-negotiable, I'm going to make it non-negotiable. And I'm going to find a better devotional. And not that that devotional is not good. I love it. But I'm going to find one that just is more supportive of me and what I'm looking for in this season. And so I decided to go with She Reads Truth because I've done it before and it's very thorough. And with She Reads Truth, there is a Bible passage, like an actual substantial one, but not super long, so like doable, to go along with the devotional reading each morning. So this is my one small change. I downloaded the She Reads Truth app to make it super simple. I don't have to like navigate to it on a website of any sort. And I'm habit stacking it on top of my journaling each morning. So I took this question of what is one small change I can make, and I actually decided on a couple of other things that were things that I truly needed. There are things that I'm doing from a place of love for myself and the people around me, and things that align with this word home. So as I really thought about this question of what is one small change, and what are some things that could be supportive of me in this season, and what do I need to help me be better for myself and the people around me, I decided to tack on two other small changes, and I decided that fits my energy right now. And you know what? If one of them doesn't happen, it's okay. Like if I decide in a week or so that that habit's just not working for me right now to kind of build and make that change, no big deal. But the point is, I'm not trying to overhaul my life. I'm just trying to habit stack a little bit and add some supportive things into my days. So if you, like me, are struggling with energy, with capacity right now, if January is not the time of year where you feel able and ready to overhaul your life, this episode is an encouragement to you. And because it's okay to not overhaul your life in January, you're not missing out on an opportunity. We don't have to fall into the habit of buying a pricey new program of some sort to make a big change and fix, I put that in quotes, fix ourselves. Let's lean into this season and our current energy. So lean into how you're feeling. Lean into what you need in this season. And let's ask ourselves what small change we could make that could make us actually feel better, that will align with what truly matters to us, and that will make sense for who we are and what we need and what our energy is right now. And then let's take it and let's make a simple, easy plan for that. Instead of thinking of January as the month where we need to make our fresh start, where we need to overhaul everything, where we need to make these big goals, big dreams, big resolutions, unless you have the kind of energy right now to do that, instead of thinking of it as that, maybe we think of it as a fresh year. We have a whole year. We have a million fresh starts this year. Probably at least a month or two this year, we might have more energy. We might be more willing and ready to make a big change if we want to. But maybe this small change that we can make daily, right now, even in low energy, we can make it because it's going to support us. Maybe this small change is actually a big change. Maybe small things are big things, right? Maybe this small thing will be big because it will come from a place of love for ourselves, of what actually deeply matters to us. It will come from a place of listening to ourselves and the energy that we actually have right now, not the marketing that is out there that is meant to make us feel like we're lacking, feel worse about ourselves, feel like we need to overhaul our lives to be more worthy. We don't need that kind of energy to start the year. We need to honor our energy and honor what we need. The episode that I did with Emily Lay, where we talked about a word for the year, really helped me with this belief and helped me come to this place where I could decide to make a small change and honor what I need right now in this season. So if you haven't listened to that one, I'm going to link that in the show notes as well. There's going to be a couple of episodes linked in the show notes today. That is all I have for today's episode. I hope that you enjoy it. I hope that it helps you breathe, take a deep breath. If you've been feeling like you don't have the energy for the big life overhaul that is often preached at this time of year, we don't need that if we don't have the energy for it, right? We can lean on small, supportive things to help us grow a little closer to our values, what matters to us, and just what we need in general right now. Thank you again for listening in and for being here. If you enjoyed this episode, would you share it with a friend or share it on social media, wherever you like to share things? I am grateful for you for being here, and I will talk to you right back here on the next episode.
Hi there, I'm Rachel, and I'm the host of 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms, a podcast for women who want to love motherhood as much as they love their children. In each 30-minute episode, my guests and I give 3 actionable takeaways that will help you make your family life a little better each week. I'd love for you to give us a listen. Listen to 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.